Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition, a very special edition. And I was just mentioning to Gordon how the time just seemed to fly right by there. And we're continuing our little history this afternoon of some of Art Hody's great recordings, especially on the Blue Note label. And we'll be doing that this afternoon until about 1:45. And after that, I'll be featuring some music from some great jazz artists that we just received here in the studio, including drummer Peter Erskine. I'll be featuring some music from him a little later on in the show. But right now, as Gordon said, we're going to get back to some Art Hody's and some great music, including a beautiful version of Squeeze Me, two versions of Sugarfoot Stomp and Bugle Call Rag. And these are recordings that were made June 1st, 1944, and featured Vic Dickinson, Edmund Hall, Art Hody's, of course, on piano, Jimmy Shirley on guitar, Sid Weiss on bass, and Danny Alvin on drums.
Thank you.
from June 1st, 1944, and Gordon, that was some great Art Hodes. Max Kaminsky on trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Edmund Hall on clarinet, Jimmy Shirley on guitar, Sid Weiss on bass, and some fantastic drumming there from Danny Alvin. And we listened to Bugle Call Rag, two versions of Sugarfoot Stomp, and an alternate take of Squeeze Me.
As I mentioned before, Art Hodes was a newspaper publisher. He published a little magazine called Jazz Record, and I just happened to have a valuable copy in front of me. And just to give you an idea of what New York was like in May 1944, at the ringside on 8th Avenue, the DePary brothers were playing. But Cafe Society uptown, this is all in one week, Teddy Wilson and his orchestra, Cafe Society downtown, Josh White, Mary Lou Williams, and Cliff Jackson were playing. At Nick's, we had Miff Mole and his orchestra with Bobby Hackett, Eddie Condon, Pee Wee Russell, and the usual gang. Jimmy Ryan's had the Art Hodes Trio with Mez Mesro and Danny Alvin. The Village Vanguard had Clarence Prophet Trio and pianist Don Fry. At the Onyx Club, we had Oscar Pettiford and his band, Billy Eckstein, and the Al Casey Trio. And the Three Juices on 52nd Street had Ben Webster with Big Sydney Catlett's band. And on Saturday, May the 13th, you could hear Eddie Condon's Town Hall concert. You go down to Milk Gabblers, and there were jam sessions there, and at the Village Vanguard, and at Nick's on Sunday afternoon. And a place called the Heat Wave on Sunday afternoons, you could have a Sunday afternoon jam session. But I'd like to read something to you that Art Hodes put. I'd like to... This is commemorating, as it were, the death of Art Hodes. The paper said he was 49 years old when he went. This is Art Hodes writing. Do you suppose sitting here thinking about these kings of jazz like Artie Shaw and Benny Goodman and all the money they were making had anything to do at all with Jimmy Noon's passing? Or having to take the worst jobs, did that have something to do with it? Or having to take the worst jobs, eating the rotten food that he could afford and drinking the cheapest liquor, did that do him any good? You see, some clarinetists have claimed that when you're not even mentioned in the papers, you know in your heart that you could outplay most anyone on your instrument and you never got the chance. You remember back when all you could see and all... But to all the jazz stars we came to hear to play, and you could see their eyes popping with excitement and almost be able to hear their hearts beating in time with your music. Noon played at the Nest, the Apex Club, Earl Hines with a piano then, and your little band that recorded for Vicaley and the Apex Club Quartet. Can I ever thank you, Jimmy, enough for all the kicks you gave us? Oh, sister, ain't that hot? Four or five times. He even learned the tune from that recording. He did Sweet Lorraine and Apex Blues, and he wrote those. I suppose next time I hear these records, something will hit me inside. Sure, and some of the music magazines will be writing about how great you were, Jimmy. Someone else will probably run a concert in your honour. Probably pack the joint as well. It would be nice, though, if they'd remember to send your people a cheque for a couple of bucks here and there. But, Jimmy, don't be surprised if some of these hack writers say something about you'd be a millionaire in a country that were rewarded mediocrity with gold. No, Mr. Noon, don't be surprised and don't let it worry you. I keep talking to you as if you were still around. Because we're carrying on, we, the remaining jazz men, feel as we may... won't be smaller in numbers, but we rededicate ourselves to the music you did so much for, the same music that you gave so many of your best kicks to. Our aim will be in the enlightenment of all the people in regard to jazz. Wherever we find people who will listen with an open mind, we'll talk about the music you grew up with. We'll play it for them. We'll explain it to them. And although mere words can never speak the same language that your clarinet did, remember Jolly Roll Morton. He rambled and he rambled till the butcher cut him down. Well, we're going to ramble. We're going to write. We're going to play. We're going to lecture. We're going to give concerts. We visit schools. We visit colleges. And the lousiest dives. We'll remain jazz men, record collectors, writers and lovers of real jazz. And we want you to know this, Jimmy Noon, until the butcher cuts us down. We're going to fight for the greatest music this side of heaven. America's one and only real musical creation, the real jazz. That's the editorial from the May 1944 jazz record, and that's the kind of man. I only read it to illustrate the kind of man Art Hodes was. And we're back to the music. And then what are we going to do? Oh, we're going to do eccentric... No, blues and booze, I think, eh, Randy?
Yeah, we're going to play... first of all, I just want to say that was really wonderful, Gordon. Sort of gets you all choked up. We're going to listen to Blues and Booze.
Yes.
And then an alternate take of the Eccentric Rag. Features Max Kaminsky on trumpet, Art Hodes on piano, and Freddie Moore on drums and vocals.
Yes.
I'm not sure if he's on vocals.
Yeah, he does sing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh!
eccentric rag, preceded by Blues and Booze, vocal by Freddie Moore, who will be remembered as part of the King Oliver Creole Jazz Band. We're going to move forward out of the Blue Note catalogue to 1968, in which time he was recording for a small Chicago record company called Delmark, who are still around. He had Nat Trottier on trumpet. Barney Biggard came in clarinet. His great personal friend, Barrett Deems, he'd been a friend of his for about 45 years. He finally got made room for him on drums. And we're going to hear... Oh, George Brunis, I'm sorry, is also involved on trombone. And, of course, Art Hodes on piano. Bucket's Got a Hole in It, Hesitation Blues, and By and By.
Thank you. door, and you know you can't come in here tonight. You know you just can't come in. You keep knocking at that door all the time. Why don't you get away from that door? You keep knocking at my door, oh baby, but you can't come in. And you keep knocking at my door, but you can't come in. You know one thing? Because there's another mule in your stall tonight. Yeah, baby. Thank you.
Well, Gordon, I just want to thank you for sitting in and being my special guest this afternoon.
And I want to thank you for being my collaborator on this wonderful program of Art Hodes, who really was somebody.
Yeah.
And I think I sum it all up by reading a little clip from the Chicago Tribune upon Art Hodes' death, March the 4th, 1973. Art was a beautiful man and the best blues piano player I ever heard. That was the jazz critic of the Tribune, Chicago Tribune. Of all the musicians Hodes heard, none left a deeper impression than Louis Armstrong. Speaking of Armstrong, Hodes said, "He taught me everything I ever knew about the blues." In 1950, he moved back to New York City and then on back to Chicago, performing in all around the world, even at the Chateau Laurier here in Ottawa. He suffered later from multiple strokes, and it left him unable to play. Art was 88 and had led a life filled with his love and patronizing opinion of jazz, and was not afraid to speak out about color discrimination, about rotten food, about out-of-tune pianos, and the world of the jazz musician. And even today, we don't get a true representation of what the jazz musician has to put up with. And yet, way back here in the 40s, Art Hodes told it like it was, and he played it like it was. So, thank you very much. Next week, I am going to dig into my archives. We've got a lot of wonderful requests have come in, and some of them are extremely hard for me to find, but I'll try and find them. And they are requests, believe it or not, requests that have come from Carolina and Virginia, because my tapes of this show apparently are circulated very widely, and I didn't know this. So I get phone calls for, why don't you play this? Why would you play this for me? So I'm going to try and accommodate some of those extremely difficult requests. That's next week. Stay tuned for the balance of In Transition with my good friend and technical expert, who is really working hard today, I must add, Randy McKillicott. See you next week.
We're going to be back in about a couple of minutes' time with some music from drummer Peter Erskine.
Did you hear what's going on?
What?
You know, on February 28th.
Oh, February 28th, of course. I've been waiting for this for so long, I can't wait.
You know, this is going to be big.
CHO's gone all out this time. It'll be remembered forever.
It'll go down in history.
So you're going to get in on this for sure?
You know me, I'm a diehard CHUO fan.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Listen to CHUO 89.1 FM to find out.
Highly authentic, exquisitely ethnic German music, like Umpapa, folk music, songs from the Hit Parade, and more, much more. Every Sunday afternoon, 3 to 5 p.m., right here on CHUO 89.1 FM. Deutsches aus Ottawa, with the effervescent bilingual host, Oswin Lowe.
We're going to listen to some wonderful music here from drummer Peter Erskine. And those of you out there might remember Peter Erskine from his days with Stan Kenton's band, as well as his stay with Weather Report for a brief spell during the mid-1970s to early 1980s. He has a wonderful recording which is dedicated to the memory of Stan Kenton. It's called From Kenton to Now, and it features a very tasteful band playing with him, including Alan Pasqua on piano, Richard Torres on tenor sax, Dave Carpenter on bass, and some wonderful drumming from Peter Erskine. And we're going to start off with a couple of tracks. The first one written by Peter Erskine is called Modern Drummer Blues. The next one is written by Ray Wetzel, and it was a staple in the Kenton Orchestra. It's called Intermission Riff.
Thank you.
What a lovely version of Intermission Riff, a song written by Ray Wetzel and was a staple in the Stan Kenton Orchestra for many, many years. We heard some beautiful tenor sax work there from Richard Torres, who was a member of Stan Kenton's band in the early 70s, and drummer Peter Erskine, with some fantastic drum work, was also featured in Kenton's band. Joining the band, actually, in July of 1972, he quickly became friends with Richard Torres, and I guess always wanted to make a recording with him. And this is it. It's called From Kenton to Now, and it's released on a label out of the States called Fuzzy Music. And if you'd like to order this CD, they can be reached at the following fax number, which is area code 310-399-0473. Now, the other member of the Kenton band that appears on this album was Alan Pasqua, who briefly substituted for Stan Kenton in 1972 when Stan Kenton fell ill. We've also got Dave Carpenter on bass, and of course Erskine on drums and Torres on tenor sax. We're going to go for a couple of more tracks, and these are both originals from Richard Torres, first one being The Park, and the next one we're going to play is called Richard's Blues.
Thank you.
That was music from Peter Erskine and a composition written by tenor sax man Richard Torres, song entitled Richard's Blues. Before that, we heard another original from Richard, a song entitled The Park, and the name of the album is called From Kenton to Now. I guess one of the most popular songs in the Stan Kenton songbook would have to be Artistry and Rhythm, and this original from Stan Kenton is given a very interesting and wonderful treatment here by Peter Erskine and company. And I just want to play this before we leave this wonderful CD. This is Stan Kenton's own Artistry in Rhythm.
Thank you. see, and hear the world. As the Canadian Museum of Civilization presents its 1996-97 See and Hear the World concert series.
Legendary gospel performers, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, have brought audiences to their feet for over 40 years. Their sound has evolved and continues to challenge the traditional definition of gospel music. Spiritual and uplifting, the Mighty Clouds of Joy will move you with their energetic music and choreography Friday, February 21st, 8 p.m. at the Canadian Museum of Civilization. Tickets are $20 for adults and $16 for museum members, seniors, and kids under 17.
For more information, call 776-7000. See and hear the world at the Canadian Museum of Civilization.
Ottawa Community Auto Service is celebrating its grand opening. Check out their fall and winter special. Get a tune-up on a 4, 6, or 8-cylinder domestic or import and get a free 50-point inspection. Oil change, including filter, is only $20.65, tax included. Check them out at 1419 Michael Street or call them at 744-2454. At Ottawa Community Auto Service, you'll find better deals and better service. After all, our goal is to serve you better.
Here's a wonderful recording from one of the greats in jazz, and I think one of the greatest violinists in the history of music, Stefan Grappelli, with Michel Petrucciani on piano and some beautiful drumming here from Roy Haynes and some fine bass work from George Mraz. We're going to listen to a composition, and this goes out to my mom. It's written by Errol Garner. It's the wonderful Misty.
Thank you.
Lovely version of Errol Garner's great composition, Misty. That was Stefan Grappelli on violin and Michel Petrucciani on piano. The name of the album is called Flamingo, and it's released on the Dreyfus Jazz label, so you might want to check that one out. I'm going to listen to some music now from jazz accordionist Richard Galliano, and this is another wonderful recording for the Dreyfus label, and it features Pally Danielson on bass. Fine drumming here from Joey Barron, and some of the guest artists include Michel Portal on bass, bass clarinet actually, Didier Lockwood on violin, and the one and only Toots Thielman on harmonica. We're going to listen to an original from Richard entitled Blue, and then right after that we're going to listen to some music from Steve Grossman. Again on Dreyfus Jazz, we're going to listen to a composition entitled Soul Train, a song originally written by Tad Dameron. And this features Art Taylor on drums and Tyler Mitchell on bass.
Thank you.
Some lovely tenor sax work there from Steve Grossman on a wonderful version of Tad Dameron's Soul Train, featuring Tyler Mitchell on bass and the late, great Art Taylor on drums. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition, coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings. And we're going to conclude this afternoon with music from a very fine pianist who's been on the scene for a number of years, Paul Blais. And this is a very interesting trio that he's put together here. We've got David Egas on electric cello and Bruce Ditmas on drums. And we're going to listen to three tracks, starting off with Wisecracks, Spot, and Rustle. And these are all originals from Mr. Paul Blais. The name of the album is called Modern Chant, and it's released on the Music Masters label. that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. I'll be back next week with some more great jazz. Until then, have a great week. Stay tuned for some fine German music until 4:30 this afternoon. Bye for now.